Good evening, everyone. I am calling to order. This is Ross Lally, Chair of the Bolton Finance Committee. I am calling our regular meeting of Thursday, January 15th to order. It is 7:16, and we have present in the room our members, Tyler Egner, who's a member from the community at large, as am I, Ross Lally, the Chair. And we also have Melissa Whelan. Is it Whelan or Wyla?
Whelan.
Whelan, who is also a member at large. And then we have Benjamin Davies from Board of Ed. And also in the room is David Caruso, Superintendent of Schools. And online, among our public, we also, we have Jim Lorsch, who's a regular. And then we have Mary Johnson, our board clerk, and Jill Collins, our CFO. And I don't see anybody else hiding out there. Well, the community voice is really not hiding. They're recording and distributing this to folks who use that channel to get their information. So, with all that said, we have a couple of members who are missing. Rodney may join us later, our first selectman. Jim Rupert, town administrator, said he's not going to be able to make it tonight. And then we have on travel is also David Coles, who will not be joining us. So this is it. We got a quorum just barely by one, and we will get started. So public participation. If anybody, there's no public in the room here at the town hall, and I don't know if our public, which consists of Jim, wants to say anything.
No, thank you. I'm all set.
All right, I'll talk to you later in the month anyway for inland wetlands. But anyway, thank you, Jim. And so let's move on to approval of the minutes from our December 18th meeting. And I know some of you are not here. You're welcome to make comments. And if you see anything technical or have any questions that need, anything like names misspelled, punctuation, so forth, even though you were not at the meeting, feel free to jump in with any questions or comments. Typically, if you were not present at the meeting, you were just abstained from voting, voting on the minutes, but you're certainly welcome to comment. Hearing any comments, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Motion made by Tyler Egner. Do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Seconded by Melissa Whelan. Any further discussion? Seeing no hands raised, I will ask for a vote. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as is signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
I acknowledge reading, but abstain from approving.
Okay, so then the motion passes. And that was Benjamin Davies who abstained, Mary. So let us continue on with our elected official and town staff reports. And Jill, I think it's going to be on you tonight, at least for
All
the
of the town part, yes.
town side of it, because
Yes,
I
that's
don't
fine.
think we got anybody else.
No, that's okay. So,
So we can
tax
start out with.
collection. I'm sorry.
No, go on. You're
Oh,
starting where I was going to say we'll start with.
okay. So, tax collection for current, the current levy is at 100.87%. Again, this is when we put the tax amount in the budget, it's at 98% of 100. So this is 100.87% of 98%.
You're getting closer to 99% of the total.
Okay. Exactly.
Correct. Motor vehicle is at 89.32. And for the first time ever, I think at this point in time, we are over the supplemental, what the board of or the finance committee had picked for a supplemental number last year. We've actually bypassed that already, and that's because of the two times a year that they're sending out the supplemental motor vehicles taxes. Prior period is at 96.73%, and interest is at 65.29%. And then down at the bottom, it shows past years' collections. And we can't really, it's not apples to apples because of the way that we collected too much money last year and then had to reimburse it. So we really, looking back, it really isn't a true picture of how things went last year. Does anybody have any questions?
Nope. And again, Ben, if you got any questions, just as I said, jump in. Because I guarantee you, if you don't understand it, there's somebody else out there listening who doesn't either. I mean, some of the stuff I need to ask about too. Okay.
The rest of the town's revenues is here, and again, if anybody has any questions, one thing I do want to point out is that the disability, we collected disability from the state. The disability, it's kind of a grant, like the veterans and the disability come in. We are over by $113.70 for disability, but the veterans, we, I guess, estimate a little too high because the total we're going to get for the year is $969. So we're at a deficit of $1,031 in that category. And again, that's a guess. It changes from year to year. I just wanted to point that out. Not that it's a huge dollar amount, but just that will be all we collect for the year on those two. I don't know if anybody else has any questions.
So there's nothing that really jumps out at me for this point in the year. I don't know if
Everything,
that's accurate.
I have not received any news other than those two items that will be under at this point. I
Yeah.
have not heard of anything.
And just for folks who are new to all of this, is that a bulk of our revenue gets collected at the beginning of the fiscal year when the tax bills go out. We get about 80% of it, more to 90% of it within the first, month or so. It was a little bit late coming in this year because of all the referenda that we had. So you'll just keep that in mind too when you look at our interest rate. The amount of money interest that we've accrued this year is a little bit of lower because of the late start and filling up our general fund.
It's also lower because of the
They
fact that we
reduced.
used the ARPA money.
Yep.
We had that $1.4 million sitting there that's been
It's
used
gone.
completely. Correct.
And
And
they
now,
lowered our, the bank lowered the interest rate, I think 25 basis points, 0.25% as well.
correct. And depending on how projects that they have grants for go, the most of the large grants that we have are we have to pay for the project first. Not completely. We can do send invoices to the state as we go, but we're still going to have to use our money and then get reimbursed for the STEEP grant, the LOTSIP grant, the LOSIP grants. Anything like that, we have to use our money first. So depending on the projects go, we may find that later down the road when we're using our money we may not get as much interest later as we did in the past. I don't know if you have anything to comment about that, Ross, because we have had
No.
conversations between you and I.
Yep. Yeah, because there's, like I said, there's opportunity costs with these, with these grants, because we have to spend the money up front and then we get reimbursed later. It kind of averages out over time once you're in the middle of it. But there is some overhead to these. It's not completely free money. And the other, oh, also the other side of that too, just for the new members to keep an eye on, is that we talked a little bit about it during the CAPA meeting too, is that we use these grants to increase the infrastructure that we have with new things, as opposed to just, keeping the old things under repair. You start adding maintenance costs, either fairly short term or, longer down the road. Okay. I don't have any questions here from folks.
Here is the interest for the month. Now, this it depending on how things fall too, it's average daily balance is how the interest is applied. So it really depends on when money comes in and when money goes out as to how we get the interest applied. But we had one, three actually three payrolls, and it went out the very last day, our third payroll of the month, monthly and quarterly payments for the town payroll went out on the 31st. So we had money in there, and then at the very last day, big chunk for us went out. So that's why the interest may be a little higher.
Is that why the jump is so large after the first 2 months?
No, actually it's because of the tax collection, because of the bud we didn't pass a budget is why we had no
Yeah,
money.
we
We
didn't
really had
pass the
no
budget
money.
until August, and the tax bills then went out, what, September?
I believe so, yes.
And so that's why you suddenly see it go up in September, because we got a lot of money in after we sent the tax bills out.
Well, we had to send, we have to send sup, we had to send the first one and then send supplemental
Yeah.
after, and the motor vehicle and personal property.
Yeah.
There's nothing really that we're aware of that will be a problem for the town expenditures at this time. There was no transfers for the month. And then this is a list of the grant money that was spent. And then the balance at the, this is the balance at the end of the month.
And just again, for the new folks and for anybody else listening in, with our balances in the general fund, if it falls below $5 million, we collect no interest and we start getting charged fees. Just, per the agreement that we current agreement we have with our bank.
Has that happened before?
Has it gone below?
Yeah.
Jill, I'm not aware of it
Just
going.
at the very beginning, we were paying fees. When we first started going with Chelsea Groton, we did have to pay a few months of fees, but we came close last year. Very, very close. But
We asked them about the fees, and they said that currently, then they change month to month. They run in around $1,800 a month. So it's not like if we went, it's not like it's going to destroy the budget if we went below for a month or two. But by the same token, you're not making any interest at all. So the fee, there's another problem that's bigger if it's going on than what, than the fees we would be charged.
So the month-end balance from FY26 and FY24, that difference is a few million dollars, right? In 25, December of the same.
And big part of that is the $1.4 million that was sitting there from ARPA.
That was the money that was used to demolish the old
Got it.
Bolton Center School.
Okay.
Or Bolton School, I should say. Now we had that ARPA money was there, what, 3, 4 years almost?
I want to say, I think we got it in 22.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I'm just saying it was there for a
Worked
while.
like 2 years before we decided to use it.
Yeah.
Oh,
And then we
is
did
it a
sell
little
it.
worrying that it's, $2 million below what it was at last year, considering how close we were to being under? Can you do like forward projections and kind of see where we can?
Yeah, the question, Jill, is like, are we concerned because the balance is a couple of million dollars lower now than it was last year? Would be concerned about hitting that 5 million road
Well,
bump.
again, a large problem is when those projects start, when those very large projects that we have to front the money start. And
And that's driven
I
by what
can't
the.
project that. There's a time limit to those grant funds too. So, and then we have other grants there that, the one like the recreation one that we don't have the money. It's got to be done by June 30th. I don't know if we're going to get the money before the project starts. I don't know what kind of grant it is. So we may have to front that 200, I think it's 250,000, and
And we
then
also,
reimburse. I don't know, but it has to be done by the end of the year. So yeah, it could be if we don't pass a budget in time to get the bills out for to have, start collecting July 1st, it could definitely be a problem.
because we have that one, and then we also have that community sewer project, which also has a completion date of June next year, I believe. Is it
No,
this year?
March of 27.
That's 27 for the sewers, septic
Correct.
system.
Correct. And then there's the $1.5 million, the walkway. And then Herrick Park is $500,000. I don't have dates on when those have to be completed by though. The walkway, which is 1.5 million, Herrick Park, I don't know when that has to be completed, is $500,000. And then there's another $500,000 steep grant for rooms A and B. I don't have dates on those.
Do we have like a some sort of document that would list the grants and then the dates they have to be used so that we could try to come up with a calendar of how to better use these funds and not run into some of these issues that we could face?
I do
I
not
think
have that information.
it's a good question. Maybe Jill, you and I could talk
Absolutely.
about it and see what we can do, because some of the challenge, in addition to the other ones we're talking about, is like down the road costs from these.
Yeah.
It's how are we scheduling them to best make use of the money so that we don't get into binds like
Yep.
this, where you're worried about, gee, they all come due, we have to pay this all out. And oh, by the way, it's the end of the year and we're still doing referenda. So I think it's a good question to take a look at further. Because it's one of my concerns too, because sometimes we get these monies in and then they take a while before we do anything, and then there's a rush to get them done. For example, with the school building, we had that money since 2022. They put the bid out in December. The final bid that went out for the work went out in December, the end of December last year. And it was all, so you have to get the bid package out, have people bid on it, review it. And then it came in low. There was a rush to figure out what we could now add in to cover. And when you do things like that in a hurry, you're committed to doing them, whether it turns out. You can't just say, okay, we're not going to do XYZ. We want to do something else instead. Well, no, you already submitted to the feds or whoever that this is what we're going to do. So there's some risk. We've gotten away with it, but it gets me nervous
Oh yeah, we're
when we do, when we do things like that. So again, this is something that the finance committee can look at. We can make recommendations, but then it's up to, it's also covered some of this. I don't know how much of it affects the schools too, because you guys do grants, but they're a little different than how the Board of Selectmen do them. But it's something that I think is worth taking a look at. And I can talk to Jill and see.
Yeah, I think if we can look at it, put together some sort of calendar and, and then present, hey, this is what we think, or, I think it would benefit.
It'd be a nice document for the public to get their eyes on too, to see what's on the docket, what's coming up, and
And that when we get the money, we need to spend the money,
Well,
those
and
you
this.
have to spend it first. That's the problem with those. And I don't know, David, if you know about the new playground grant. I don't know if that's get the money after,
I
spend it,
was.
get it. I really don't know too much about
We
it.
touched on it today at the coffee and
Which
conversation.
one? The one for
For the
the.
525,000.
Okay, so the new one, the ADA accessible one
Correct.
at the school. I don't think we have to use our funds first, but I'm not positive on that.
Some of them you get the money up front. A lot, most of the ones that the Board of Selectmen get, you have to do the work up front. Not all of it's covered. For example, if you do your engineering costs, that's not covered, and then the town has to put up a certain amount. I should say,
Matches. We have to have
you
mats.
know,
Some
the
of them we have
match.
matches.
Yeah, some have matches, some don't. So they're all a little bit different, but
Board of Ed, their grants are much better. They're very straightforward. You pull funds down as you use them. It's so much easier. For the town grants, it's not that easy.
it's a
And
little more
not all the
complicated.
school grants are like that, but the majority of the special ed grants and those title grants are like that. So it's nice. But again, the choice grant, that one, we go into October before we get the first payment for the whole school year. So it's a little challenging for that part of it. But most of the title grants and the IDEA grants, they we CASA pulls down money as she uses it, and it's much easier.
Yeah, because they're more of, you're going to be getting them, whereas the ones we have, you don't.
Correct. And they have a plan. They're going to use it for the teachers, or they're going to use it for supplies, or they as they use things and as they pay teachers, they can pull it down how much they need for the month, and it is much easier. And not that any part of CASA's job is easy, I'm not saying that, but the grant part of that part of the grant's easier than, we
And
have to spend
I bet she thinks
large
your
monies.
job is easier than hers.
I don't
Probably
know if either one is easy,
either job is
but
easier.
yeah, the spend having to spend, and especially when we have so many that we have to spend and so much money that we have to spend first, you could be, if you don't pass a budget like we did last year, you could be running into having to pay fees.
And the other thing too that we should probably. That sort of fits in the same idea as this is our debt service and such, because we have a number of different bonds out there. Maybe Jill, I think we could put something together for that, just for the new folks as well as the public, just to show what the outstanding bonds are, when they come due, how much we pay per quarter or year or whatever, just so that it
Well,
would
it's if
help.
we I have and I can't get to it because I can't get to that
We
drawing
don't need to do it
on,
now, but I'm just saying, I think.
well, I can just give you an overview of, so in 2017, the most recent bond, the 10-year bond, will be complete. There's another bond that gets paid off in 2030. And then the last one, and the 2030 and 2032 bonds, that when they, those two bonds were for the high school. So we're going out, and it's over $1 million in debt, in principal and interest right now every year going forward. But the last bond will be paid off in 2032.
And so that's something that, depending on how long we all stick around to do this particular job, is something also that might be of, value, taking a look at and helping with planning, the debt out, because we do have more debt to repair the roof on, was it the center school? And the fire department's got problems with its, roof as well. There's a lot of large ticket items, and also some of the HVAC equipment too for the schools. So again, if you're taking bonds out of those, that means that there's a payment up front to, that's, to get the bonds issued. And then after that, we're making debt service payments on that, because the people who invest in the bonds want their interest, their principal back eventually. And so that's something
I'll
else.
bring to the next meeting the bond schedule.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be
Welcome.
great.
And then, because that helps too with other big ticket items that get talked about, like, a new town hall and, and so forth, to help see how this all maps out and help explain it to the public. All right, next. Keep it moving along.
David's up.
Yeah, so good evening, everybody. Mine is happy to report. It's fairly simple. We're 39% expended right now compared to 39% at the same time last year. We did see a savings of $11,827 from last month's projections, and that was due to some savings with low premium renewals. So we saved a little bit there. Last
And when you
month,
switch type of premium, health or
health, yes, I'm sorry. Last month, I reported that we had say had a small savings from the ESY summer program. So chipping away a little at a time. So it's nice to be able to report that there's a little bit of savings there. Other than that, knock on wood, nothing on the horizon that is very alarming that would be very impactful financially. Obviously, we talk about special education all the time. That is always something that's very unpredictable.
Because students can come and students can go.
Students can come, students can go, needs change. And in trying to anticipate that can be a little bit challenging, but so we're trying to do the best we can, also looking into forecasting for next year as we put together the budget right now for next year.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Caruso? I guess actually, I asked David, did anything jump out at you that we, I don't see anything on here, just looking at the numbers and their relatively sizes of them. I didn't see anything that looked
Nope.
like it was out of the
Nothing
way.
really to speak of to call attention to, no.
Any questions for Superintendent Caruso?
This time.
Then I guess if there's nothing else, we can go on to anything under other, or skip over to communications, which will probably cover a good chunk of other. Then I will go on to item 5A, communication. So David, you want to give an update on the coffee and conversation, because that's part of our conversation?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
thought it was really
communication.
well attended. We had roughly 30 people in person, about another 10 online. They came with some fantastic questions. It was really neat to see how passionate our residents are about our town. I fielded a lot of questions about the school, about the direction of the school system. Enrollment came up. The ability to draw students from Columbia was a topic of discussion. Because obviously that brings brings in revenue to the town. Share with them the unfortunate situation that is becoming more and more challenging every year to draw kids from Columbia, in large part because they now have another viable option for high school, which is Ram High School. So they can now choose Ram, E.O. Smith, us. They have some really good choices, which makes it on top of East Catholic, Cheney Tech, and all the correct schools. So they have a plethora of choices. We've done a lot of work this year trying to be as engaged as we possibly can be with Horace Porter, the eighth grade school in Columbia, as well as their superintendent. We've gone over there. We've had them tour our school. I've offered individual tours to families. We're sending another communication out, hopefully next week, and try to just get Bolton in their conversations. I know that they and the message basically just talks about what we can offer, and that we just want them to, when they're having their conversations about what high school they're going to go to, that Bolton's in the conversation, that they're weighing the pros and cons of Bolton High School, whether they choose to come here or not. I think, from what I've learned, is I'm not sure we've been in many conversations in recent past. When we went to the fair, one of the fathers, when I introduced myself to him, he said, "Bolton." He said, "My son can go to Bolton High School?" And I said, "Yes, he certainly can." He goes, "I didn't know that. I thought he had to go to E.O. Smith." So we've got some work to do to try to make sure that we are communicating. Now, when I say we, that's us, but we also need the support of Horace Porter School in Columbia to make sure they're broadcasting that information out to the families so their families are well informed. So that's another part of the work I'm going to be trying to do. So,
I was going to say, and my minor takeaway from that was chatting with a few of the folks. There's mostly mostly the seniors, so it's mostly an older crowd, including myself. And when I spoke with them, a lot of them don't get their information from the web. They don't get the Bolton Bulletin. And what Terry suggested was that we just post our meeting schedule and some other information about the budget there. So I had started to, I didn't finish it, but I was going to put together some, a little a flyer for them to post up on the bulletin board there for 2 months worth of meetings. Because when I talk to them, they don't go every, some of them go every week, some of them go once or twice a month. So I figured if we put up 2 months, then they got the current month and they see what's coming. So, and then I would just every month, drop the first month off and you add another. So you're always showing the 2 months coming up.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
So Carrie and I, after I went over to the senior center and Carrie and I were talking about the results of the meeting and everything, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be a good idea to also, what you just said about providing that information at the senior center, should we put it in the library?
That was the next thing I was going to say. You read my mind. Is it should go at
Yeah.
the library too. I wasn't going to tailor it specifically to the senior center. It would be something you could put up anywhere.
And so we had a conversation, and I think even everything, because we put up, but we give them budget documents and they have them during the budget season, but I think every all of the events in both of those places, because they are frequented by residents, and I just think it's a good idea, the more we can get the information out there.
And I'd make some extra copies too to leave, so they give them like 20 copies or so. So if anybody wants to take it home with them to stick up on the fridge or wherever they could do so, I think it's cheap for the it's a cheap investment for the goodwill it generates and the knowledge.
The budget information for sure is important, but I also really like the flyer that Principal Maselli had passed out. I think it was in the November board meeting where we got all the stuff going on at the high school, so it can show all the high achieving things, the sports, the concerts that we're doing, like the stuff we're doing in the classrooms. It was just a really cool kind of just open the door a little bit
That's
so the
gonna be cool.
public can see why we have such a high achieving school. And I know, there's always some discussions about the viability of the high school and our schools in general, but if we can show that we're really,
Because the questions today were more about what is the value that they're getting for the money. Because I didn't hear anybody say they didn't want to pay that. I did hear one woman asked, "We're spending more each year. What am I getting for spending it?" She didn't say she didn't want to spend it. She was more of appreciating the value of education, but wanted to know.
I mean, our property values have gone up considerably.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too, is that the school is an attraction.
Yeah, right. I mean, people pay a lot of money to go to private schools to get small class sizes that we have here in Boulder.
Right.
Yeah.
But I like that idea of
Yeah.
taking what the high school that
Yeah.
will
And
include that with the flyer, you
yeah.
know.
It's something we've also talked to the Board of Selectmen. I think we need to work a little bit more with them about doing a promotional, because I know that Superintendent Carissa said you're going to be doing something for the school, like a promotional video. It'd be good to do something for Bolton as a whole,
Yeah.
because I know that we talked also about, like, people aren't buying homes here, but sometimes you can create the market by just showing what a nice place this is to live, inviting people here, and then they want to come because they learned about it. And yeah.
Yeah.
We also heard today that they seem to value and like the coffee and conversations,
Yeah.
and requested that we do them throughout the budget season as well. So
A little more often than once a month.
yeah, maybe a little more often once the budget season gets kicked in. They also like the fact that we've offered it at different times of day. So that was the first one we did in the morning. The other ones have been, dinner time-ish. And so I think if we alternate times of day and location, I think the location having at the senior center was also good
Be
too.
inclusive for everybody.
Yeah. So I think that was really nice.
Trying to think of those comments we talked about, putting up the flyer, which I'll take care of after this meeting. I'll work on it tomorrow and get it out, so it'll be there to cover the rest of this month in February. Put it, and we'll take it to the library as well as to the senior center. And let's see what else.
We did. Mrs. Buckley was there this morning to take some rough minutes. So I think what we talked about was putting together just like a little one-page summary of some of the highlight things from today. So we can get that out also.
Where will we get that out to? Because that was my question. I like the idea that we're doing that, because in the past we haven't recorded any of these, and we, so there's no ongoing record for people to see what we've done and how we've, talked about it.
We could probably, I mean, we certainly post it on our website. We
Right.
can
I think
post it
we
on the
need
town
to find
website.
some place to put it here.
David,
And
if you can give it to me, if you could have Chris send it to me,
sure.
then I can send it to the board members so it's not, it doesn't violate anything when I send information out. So I can at
When
least
you
send it
say
to our board here and they'll get the information.
your board, you mean the Board of Selectmen,
No.
or you
Finance
mean
committee.
this finance committee?
Yes.
Could
I mean, I can
we?
certainly send it to the Board of Selectmen if you'd like me to do that also, if I
You know
get
what? Send
approval.
it to all of us, and I will forward it to the first selectman and the town administrator with a suggestion that we find a place for this on the website, because we do have a budget page. And this, whether that goes there or where it goes, I don't know, which is a segue into the website issue, is that we continue to have comments that people hate the website and find it frustrating to use. And I came back here after the meeting later in the afternoon for some other business, and was talking to Jim, Jim Rupert about it. And they're working on it. They have some ADA compliance issues that they wanted to get done first that are due by October. And again, so unfortunately, Jim couldn't make it tonight. So I don't want to say too much without his being here. But he mentioned that it's part of it is finding time to do the research, and the other part is finding the money for it. And I also noted after that that we didn't have a line item in capital for doing something like that. I don't know if that's the appropriate place for that, Jill.
For
Because
I'm sorry, I'm
if we
not.
wanted to, if we wanted to contract with a web designing company to either redo or give us a whole new platform for the town website,
So
they
it would
typically.
depend on the price, and so in capital reserve, it's non-reoccurring expenditures. They're in capital in nature and non-reoccurring expenditures. So
The recurring piece would be the monthly payments or whatever for
Correct.
updates and so forth. The one-time cost would be the design and the porting over of existing data if we wanted to do so.
Believe it or not, though, it wasn't all that long ago. I want to say maybe 3, 4 years ago, they redesigned to what we have now.
Yeah, I know. Was
And
I think it
honestly,
was
it's
nice.
I find it, I struggle with it and I know it pretty well.
Trying to paint someone else.
It is very difficult. You go in to look at minutes, you have to go all the way out and start all the way
Yes.
back
Yeah.
again.
Every time you click on the minutes, like you have to, like you said, you can't just go back to the page and pick up where
No.
you are. You start over
Yep.
again.
And
Yeah.
then you're
The
like,
other.
which one was I on? And it
Yeah.
is very,
Yep.
I
Only
find
combo.
it difficult.
So yeah.
I think we're in agreement
Awful.
on that. And I mean,
Yeah.
especially now the way that we do those banners on there. And if you're on a small screen device like a phone, that's all you see. And you click on a link and it still looks like it's the same because all the stuff that changes off the bottom of your phone. So I think it would be more of, since this is the finance committee and we also are responsible for CAPA, would it be good to make a recommendation that we put in something like $40,000, $50,000 towards the web? Because it's never been put on there.
Yeah.
And it's been coming up as an issue
It's probably been gone.
for the last few years.
And I think people would support that.
A 100%. They would be like, wow, okay. This is something that
I
would
honestly
benefit.
think that the more discourse, but the more places we have for people to find information, it's just going to go a long way to building
Well,
trust in the.
it's like I studied to be a teacher. I didn't do it, but all the stuff I learned is very valid. And one was about everybody learns different ways. They have different learning styles. They take in information in different ways, and it's no different here.
Right.
Because some people don't have the web. Some do. Some don't look every day. Others do. Some like getting paper, some don't. So I think that the more channels you use, the more likely we're to get our message through. Because that was the other thing we talked about too, was the disinformation that gets out there. And the best way to combat disinformation is to get the correct information out in spades. Get it, large amounts of it out there, be truthful, be upfront, communicate well. And again, that's part of why I sent that link out about, what went on in Bloomfield. I don't know if folks had a chance to look at it, but they had some side-by-side comparisons about here's what the town said, here's what the bond rating company said. And if you did a FOIA or looked at the website, you'd see the actual bond report anyway. From like Standard and Poor's or whoever. And I like the one where the town, I have a friend who's involved in the politics there, and he says it's just like a mess behind the scenes. They went through several town administ managers, city managers in a short period. And the town described that as bringing in fresh new opinions and views. And the bond companies looked at it as a lot of turnover. And little follow-up, stuff like that. People are not dumb. And I think we have to be, truthful about stuff, put a positive spin on it that's believable, that's not BS. There's nothing wrong with being optimistic about Bolton and its future and having high hopes for the town, because that's why I think people live here. But by the same token, you acknowledge, yeah, there's stuff we have to work on. It's a project and it's a process and it's a project in work that, we don't end it. So anyway, that's why I did
Ross,
that. What?
as far as the information from these coffee and conversations, I'm wondering if we could put under departments where finance and then it has the budgets, the financial statements, if maybe we can put the recording or the results of the coffee and conversations or the minutes so that at least people can get a recap. So if we, put another line under finance, putting the coffee and conversation
Recap.
information there.
Yes, I don't see why we couldn't do that if it's the ones that. So here's the question, because some of them are specifically going to be about finance and the budget, And some of them are going to be more general information, though I have the feeling they're all going to come back to questions about the budget and taxes and so forth at some point. So, yeah, I think it's a matter of where do we put it on the website. And because we were doing them in Zoom, I don't recall if we recorded it today or not, but there should
it
be.
It was not.
No? Because to me, there's no reason not to record it, and then you just post the recording.
Yeah, I believe Rodney's. I said we were not recording. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
I don't know, but I know in the past we have not when we've had Zoom. Right. And I think it's an inexpensive way to let people see what happened.
Sure.
So
I think if we put on the main page when they go in, maybe a little thing that says to get the results of the coffee and conversations, go to a little instructions, because you get there and you don't know where to go.
Right.
So
I think that would be good.
Go to departments, go to finance, and then
just as long as we don't fill the banner up with it and just fill up more of the screen.
Yeah.
Well, I just but you get people get frustrated. You get in there, you want to find something, and there's really
well, and it's also an inexpensive way to get the message out because it's already recorded. We already are paying for Zoom services.
Yeah.
Right.
So then I guess that's a takeaway, the Zoom stuff, the flyer to go out, more coffees and conversation. And then as we get along a little further, we shouldn't wait too long as to think, how do we want to present the budget information? Is there a better, you know, Amanda Gordon had started something. I picked up on it a little bit to continue it, to do some summaries as we went along. But, you know, how do we want to handle that? Who's going to do it? I think it would be a good thing.
Ross, you could always have more than one public hearing too.
That's true too.
So, I mean, it's just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have it in the budget because we added money in for communications. We weren't sure what to put in. So what did you do? We added, what, 4,000, I think?
I think so.
Yep.
So we have put the money into our budget request for the coming fiscal year. And I think it's one of those things that can be enjoyable. I like talking to the people. And then I like getting the feedback. And the more we talk and the more upfront with them, I found like they were not antagonistic today. They were just interested in learning. They had very, you know, direct questions, but it wasn't, you know, an attacking type.
Good.
So I think we're, you know, progress along that. I'd much rather have people vote no on the budget because they're looking at the same information that everybody else is and they have their viewpoint and that's their privilege. Then people get stuck in a chat room someplace and they're in an echo chamber and they're circulating stuff that doesn't make sense. And it doesn't touch on what we, that's the part that bothers me because I don't mind if you vote no, but please, like, let's use the same reality. Anything else that we want to talk about with communication? So, Jill?
Yes.
If we wanted to, say, put 40K or something in there for a website revamp for Kappa, how does that line item get put in there?
I can, I mean, Jim just emailed me a bunch today. Today, and I put them in. I sent it out already because I'm not in tomorrow and Monday's a holiday. So I had to do it, you know, to make it legal. I had to get it out there. Certainly I can do it on Tuesday when we're in there in the meeting. So, and put it in for next year's budget. Is that what? Okay, so I can have that ready for Tuesday night.
Yeah, because I don't, because with all the asks that people have made to have it better and we don't put it in, I think you're not listening to the public.
Good point.
Yeah.
Because it's something that they have asked for specifically. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be a good point to put, you know, to put in there and talk to with our various, you know, conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have that for Tuesday night then.
Perfect.
I'll add it. Not a problem.
Ross, actually, on Tuesday when you come in, we can do up a sheet on it if you want.
No, that's true too, because I'll be in the, like, wearing my other hat. It's a registrar. So I just across the hallway from Jill. So we occasionally scream at each other.
So we can do that for Tuesday night, and we'll do up a sheet, and then we'll have it Tuesday night, and I can send it out to all, after we do the sheet up, I can send it out to all the board members and everyone else that gets the information.
And I think that's actually a meeting if you want to invite folks to. That's a good meeting to invite them to, because the last one was painful because you have to go through the line by line and it can get tedious. But this next one, it's not going to be quite as much because we just make sure, yeah, this reflects what we did. Jill said there's some additions to it. It's going to be more what's the delta from, what we agreed to at the last meeting.
Right. The unfortunate part about that process is that we just don't know what the grand list is and what our minimum is yet. So, but certainly I don't think that what we have in there right now is I think it's a good place. I think we I know we kind of I highlighted the $85,000 for, was it a vehicle? I think if we take that out, we may find that we're under the minimum that we need to have. So
And
I
the minimum we discussed, that just again, this is for Ben Davies' edification, is that it's what, 1 mil?
1 mil is the minimum, 4 mil is the maximum. And
So that's
not knowing the
the.
grand list is are the only problem right now.
What was the grand list last year? We talked about that.
612, I believe.
612.
I believe
Yeah,
so.
650. I think we were.
So basically, it has to be 1,000, 1/1,000 to 4/1,000ths of
So it
that
has to be,
amount.
last year it had to be a minimum of $612,000.
And that's in the town charter. And
Correct.
that's another thing I would just encourage folks to look at is our town charter, because it outlines what we can do and what we can't, and what our responsibilities are. Because
Yeah, I believe I think we talked about that in one of the last meetings, about having just or having copies and kind of going over, referring, being able to refer to that. So something I'll do for the next one.
I mean, I think it's a good thing to have a minimum, because otherwise, you
Oh,
don't
yeah.
reinvest in your infrastructure and then it all goes to pot and then you wind up tearing down buildings like we've been doing. I think the other thing too is with the schools is people somehow think that if you miraculously said, you know what, we're not going to send students to Bolton High School anymore and shut it down as a functioning school, that those costs would somehow evaporate. And they don't understand that we still have to, by law, pay for the education of those children.
Not only that, the high school itself is a town warming center. It's where the Board of Ed is located. So the building would still have to be heated. It would still have to be staffed.
You
It
still have
wouldn't.
to do something to maintain it,
Right.
because, and you'd still have to find another use for it. And let's say that you decided, yes, we want to put the town hall in there for some reason. You would then, like, well, it wasn't built for this. You'd still have to modify it. So you might save on some of the bonding costs in the future, but this is where we are because we decided to build this X number of years ago. And you don't want to waste a valuable structure like that. So I think that's maybe something else to explain. I know you've done it. You mentioned that too about that in the past, but I think it's something we need to have more conversation with the public with, just so they understand it, that it doesn't suddenly miraculously save $13 million or something.
No, we actually did like a study when Kristen Hecht was still the superintendent, and it would actually cost us more money to close the high school. And considering that the building would have to stay open and functioning, but we'd still also have to pay for the students, special education would still be a question mark. So it would actually cost us more money.
And that's in dollars. I think one thing that it would also cost a town that's a dip more, a little more difficult to measure, is what is the impact on the town if the town no longer has its own high school?
Correct.
And we're one of,
Housing
I think,
costs,
as far as housing costs, property
right?
values going
Yeah.
down, people deciding they don't want to stay in town,
Right.
and people deciding they don't want to move to town.
100%.
Because when you talk to people that move to town,
most of the people that I've spoken to say they moved to town because of the schools.
That's why I moved here.
We also mentioned how like it came up as Andover being a possible another target place to work to see about, you know, can we get them to send kids here?
Yeah.
Talk to my son. He's not happy. They have a 2-year-old and they want to have a better, they said they would like to find a better school system. I suggested Bolton to them.
Okay. All right.
So there's at least one person in my they were thinking of moving to West Hartford. And I said, no, you've got money. Send your kid over to Bolton.
Yes.
Yeah. The only problem with Andover is that Ram, they have the deal with the middle school on, and that has been in effect for many, many years. But you still have the preschool through 6 going.
Yeah.
Andover really, I think they're under 200 kids in that whole school, and their budget's over $4 million for less than 200 kids. It'd be great, but when you get to 7th grade, they're in a contract with Andover, Hebron, and Marlboro.
They were actually interested for starting like with 1st grade.
Well, okay.
Kindergarten, so.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work having
the high school. I don't know either, but I'm just bringing it up is not to help my son, but yes, but also more that.
No, I think it's a good idea for both.
There's interest.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea for both.
And they have friends in the town too. And it's like Superintendent Caruso is mentioning lots of times, you know, kids go because their friends went.
Yep.
More in the high school, I think. But
I think the marketing of our schools in the last few years had slipped a little.
Yeah.
And it's partly that, and maybe partly because, you know, students have more options now. Yeah. They can go to different schools. The choice kids can go.
And there's fewer students to go around too, as we've discussed.
And if you look at it, you know, by way of things that are offered, they'll be able to play sports in Bolton. They might not make a sports team at one of these bigger schools.
Right. Yep.
So if you want to play a sport, we have a high, you know, high achievement with, you know, academics. I would put us up with anybody with regard to our academics, our AP classes offered, stuff like that. So, you know, when it comes down to facilities and like a track and specific things like a gym, like a workout gym, maybe we're not at the same level as an EO Smith that, you know,
Gym is very nice at the high school.
It is very nice.
I was very pleased.
It used to be a
that.
Closet when I was in the school.
It's pretty nice. They maintained it really well.
I thought it was quite. I haven't been to either of the schools recently, but when I became chair, I asked Secretary and Superintendent Heck to take me around to both. I was really impressed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very.
It's a beautiful building.
Yeah. The high school is a beautiful building. Same thing with, you know, the teachers who came up and said hi all seemed very, you know, enthusiastic. Yeah. And Emily Bradley looked much happier over there than doing this job. So
she's doing great.
So anyway, anything else on this? Because we can move on. We have the budget calendar and then we can adjourn. Okay. Jill, anything to say other than what's on there?
No, again, if you wanted, we could try to work things in. It's unfortunate we don't have the whole board tonight, but and it happens, I understand. But if you wanted to maybe try to work in maybe 2 public hearings. And again, this calendar that was created based on Lori wanting to get taxes out earlier, which I understand. So I think we did a week earlier in the public hearing was a week earlier than we have in the past.
Because this would let us do 3 referenda before the end of the fiscal year. Not quite as soon as Lori would like the 3rd one, but we get 3 in instead of 2 like we did the last time.
And the further we go in the process, the more information we have as far as revenues are concerned, which it's nice to have that information, but
the thing about doing it too early is we have a less complete set of information than we have later. And we tell the public that. So if I were the public and you're telling me we're going to have three referenda and you're going to know more at each one, you know, about what your revenues are, how much money you have left over to carry over. I keep saying no until you got close to the end of the fiscal year, because then I know that's the one that's the most solid based on the fact that you now know what, you know, is left. So I don't know. It's six of one, half a dozen of another. It's just, I don't want to do six.
No.
Having an extra public hearing, though, it's like a coffee and conversation, except a little more formal.
Yeah.
Because they can be done more like that, with the understanding that this is still an official.
And we'll have to advertise for it. But
you have to advertise differently for it and post it in the papers that nobody reads and so forth. Because
correct, but
statutory requirement.
But we have people out there that don't have computers too, so we have to try to consider them and still get the newspaper as a paper. So I think it's I think it probably is a good idea to have maybe more than one public hearing. You know, send it out, put it in the paper.
And you know what? They don't have to be 2 weeks apart. They could even be two in the same week or something like that, because not everybody's available one night.
Well, the only thing is you have to have the information 5 days before. That's the only problem with that.
And then you could do it a week to week then.
Yeah, two in 1 week would be tough, but a week, one, you know, one.
Now that's true, especially if we have something comes up at the meeting and say, oh, that's a good point. You want to have a chance to look at it and get back to them. So
Right.
So let's see, if the public hearing is on the 21st, then you might do another one on the 28th. And then that still gives us time to adopt the budget, enough time to adopt the budget by the 10th per the charter.
So we have to have all our public hearings done by May 1st. So that would give us that second one would be in right time for that.
Yep.
It'd work.
That would work.
So when did you want to put the second one?
28th of April.
And we could even, if we did the, say we did the public hearing at 6, we could then have our meeting at 7 if we wanted to and vote on the budget. Or we could wait till the following week, the regular, you know, the, no, we can't. Yeah, we could.
After on the 7th.
Yeah, we could do this. We'll just keep the meeting on the 7th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to do a public hearing on the 28th? We can do a meeting following it, a meeting immediately following it, like we always do, Ross.
And we should do that anyway.
I think so. It would be good to recap.
To recap, and then people still, some of them will still sit here to listen to hear what we, you know, say about the things that they said.
And then you can mull it all over and then meet again on the 7th and adopt your budget.
Yeah, let's do that if you would, Jill. Could you put in another one on the 28th?
I can do that.
What time were we thinking?
Six.
Make that one 6. Because the other one is 7:15. What's up?
So do we want the other one at 7:15, or do you want that at 6 as well? The one on the 21st.
I can change that.
I'm indifferent.
Maybe having it earlier for the elderly that don't want to drive
earlier.
I think
it would probably be better.
Well, it is also better for us if we want to then meet afterwards, because otherwise you're doing 7:15 to 8:15 as a minimum, and then you're having our meeting then, and that's
a lot.
It's a lot. So why don't we go with 6 for both of them?
Okay, I can do that.
And that gives people time to get home from work, do whatever they need to with the kids, and then come to this. I wouldn't want to go earlier than that, because then that's cutting people out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if everybody's okay with these dates, I will move forward and get placements of where they're going to be. Because right now, they're just dates. I haven't, you know, booked the town hall or room A or B yet. I think, and Ross, you know, you can also pipe in, but I think it's better to have more meetings and then cancel them if we don't need them, than not have enough and then go in not really comfortable
with
the budget.
It's easier to give back time than it is to get it when you
haven't,
when you don't have it.
This is already calendared up. If I need to cancel something, great.
So we don't need to vote on that then, Jill, no?
No, I mean, I would certainly, let me see if, what I can get for, I'm sure I can probably get something, either town hall, or room A or B, but let me get it all together, confirm it with the black book at the town hall, the calendar, and then next meeting, I can present it to the board. Because we still have a little time. That's why we're doing it early, so that we have time to look at it.
And again, I thank you for bringing up the idea of the two public hearings, as that gets into, just because we've always done one doesn't mean that we have to just do one.
Right.
You're welcome.
So anything else? And if not, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn. So a motion made by Ben Davies, who seconded. Melissa, did you?
I'll second it.
Then not. I'm sure no one wants to discuss this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, passes unanimously by members present.
So big takeaway, you guys all wear
Thank you.
Sweaters and coats.
It's freezing. You're doing the same.